From 3WL, home of sports, food, and fun, it's More Outdoors with Don Dubuque. To talk about hunting, fishing, and all the things we love about the great outdoors, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Now, here's your host for More Outdoors, Don Dubuque.
And welcome back into our two-hour special SHOT Show edition of Talking Guns. Michael Meyer and Devin Burgess, who had just returned from the show last week in Las Vegas, have been back with some interviews with some very interesting folks talking about new products and some of the things that you will be seeing down the road in 2015 on and on with regard to the firearms industry. Let's get back to those interviews. We've got a lot to talk about and a lot to hear from the SHOT Show 2015 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Here's Jared Pollack with Magpul.
Okay, we finally made it to the Magpul booth, and it was quite a walk down here, and inside this booth is extremely crowded. And today we're here with Jared. He's going to go over some Magpul products for us. It looks like they have a few new product lines that we will probably carry in the store pretty soon when they start pumping out to the retail stores. And hello, Jared. How you doing today?
Good. Thanks for coming by.
Okay, great. Yeah, tell us about some of the new stuff here at SHOT Show.
Well, it's been a busy 2014 was a busy year. We released 52 new products, and we don't plan on slowing down in 2015. Some really exciting products to talk about this year, mainly on the magazine line. We've got the new PMAG D60, which is our 60-round drum magazine, and then the PMAG 17 GL9, which is our Glock magazine, 17-round Glock magazine for all 9mm Glocks. Also this year, we've been dabbling in the AK market for a little while with grips and magazines, but this year in 2015, we've really jumped in with both feet. So we've released the Zhukov S stock and the Zhukov handguard, and then we have a Mo version of that, which is the Mo stock and the Mo handguard. Also, again, we're featuring M-Lock, which we came out with in 2014. It's our modular locking system. And then we're getting into the hunting market with our Hunter 700 chassis.
So now, the M-Lock system, is that something to secure the gun when you're not using it?
No, the M-Lock system is a modular locking system. Not a lot of people need to mount a lot of things to their guns. They like to go low profile and lightweight. So this is just a simple way of an affordable and easy way to add accessories your weapon. So, okay. And we can run you through all those products that we have.
Yeah. Now tell us about this Glock magazine that I see here.
So the PMAG 17 GL9 is our new Glock magazine. Same boring reliability that you're going to get from an OEM Glock magazine, but for $15.95 made in the USA. This magazine features all the same durable characteristics. It's rugged, it works, it runs. Ran it through a gamut of testing, and it just works fantastic. Compatible with Gen 3 and Gen 4 Glocks, all variants. Full-size, compact, subcompact locks, obviously with some protrusion on the smaller ones. Easily removable floor plate for maintenance. Paint pen identification matrix, so you can mark your magazines. 17-round full indicator window. And the same reliability you're going to get from any Magpul product that you have. Again, made in the USA, $15.95.
Wow, MSRP. That's great. That's really something. All right, and what about this drum mag?
Okay, the PMAG D60 is a 60-round drum magazine that works. Okay, so there's a lot of magazines out there that don't run.
Right, exactly.
Ours will run. We've run thousands and thousands of rounds through them testing, and they're working phenomenal. A couple features and highlights on this thing is you can see the mag level window here to kind of let you know where you're at in the stack. So you'll see 10, 30, 60 rounds fully loaded. You can easily pop these tabs here, remove the back for maintenance purposes. Also, you can see that it was designed for the prone shooter, with the prone shooter in mind. You get a nice low profile, so a lot of high-capacity magazines, to include even our 40-rounder. They're quite long, so it's hard to get in that prone firing position. So the drum magazine helps you get low, helps you get stable, and it has the military shooter in mind as well.
And it's an AR mag, right?
Correct. Compatible with M4 AR-15, weapons.
And anything that would fit the AR platform.
Yeah, HK416, we have it running out of a Tavor, et cetera. Right. So really reliable, strong and durable. Again, went through the entire line of testing. It's running great. One of the unique things is you can see this ratchet mechanism here. Mm-hmm. You can imagine the tension that you're going to find with these drum mags. You got to keep it pretty tight to help them run. So what we've added here is a tension release mechanism to help assist with loading. So you can load individually if you want through this thing.
Oh, wow.
Or you can, it's compatible with many common loading devices. So you just open it up and push the magazines through. I've been able to get 60 rounds loaded into here 48 seconds roughly.
Wow. So the part you're talking about, it's a little lever that moves over and drops the follower down, so there's no tension when you're putting the rounds in there.
Yep, and so you should be seeing the same amount of tension at one round or at 45 or at 60 rounds.
That's something.
You just, that ratchet mechanism helps take that tension away.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Now, the big question is, mm-hmm. when will we see these on the shelf at the store?
So for the Glock mag, you're looking at spring of this year. Mm-hmm. Again, $15.95 MSRP. And for the drum, you should expect it the summer of this year. And you're looking at $129.95 MSRP.
Great. Yeah, that's a nice piece. I bet that's going to sell very well. Mm-hmm. Now, have there been any innovations with your standard AR mags or anything with that, with the P mags?
Yep, so we did have one change. Let me grab it for you real mm-hmm. quick. Okay, so there's been a call to action for colored variants. And we've only been running our Gen M3 in black. You know, the military was looking for a non-black magazine. People were calling for it, so we decided to, you know, let's give it a look for our M3 mags. This is as much of a material change as it is a color change, if you will. You know, as you change colors, the properties change, and what we found out is this color is actually quite a bit stronger than the black magazines.
Wow.
Put it through all kinds of torture tests, and it just ran phenomenal. And then one of our product managers got bored one day and decided, I'm going to goof around and with some common household dyes and hot water,
uh-huh.
I'm going to put it in there with some, you know, and dye it random various colors.
Right.
So what we found is people can customize these things however they want to. You know, you twist up some plastic, wrap it around the magazine, put a couple rubber bands on it, throw it in the dye, and next thing you know, you've got yourself a nice camouflage magazine. Again, it's tie-dye for tactical magazines.
Awesome.
Yep.
So the one we're looking at is like a snow white color.
Yep.
And you did this yourself?
Yeah, so the sand mag is what's going to come in the bag. Mm-hmm. And one of our product managers wrapped it up, went off a basic color table with mixtures and threw it in hot water with some dye in it. And next thing you know, you have kind of a tiger stripe look to it.
Wow.
In a green and foliage color. Mm-hmm. We've done it with sand colored, so you get FDE, OD green, etc. But what we're encouraging people to do is play around and get creative. So built for the desert with a little dye and mm-hmm. hot water, it's built for anywhere.
Wow, that's something. And you also have pink for the ladies?
Well, you know, I encourage ladies to run black and, you know, get creative. I don't want to tie them to pink, but you know, if Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we want to do a lot of pink mags. It's great.
Well, my wife won't do anything without pink.
Yeah, good.
So.
No, this is, it's a great mag, and it's good to have fun with it. So we're looking forward to what people put out there.
So it's the next step in the Gen 3 Magpul magazine.
That's correct.
All right. And then what about slings or anything like that?
Yep, so in 2014, we came out with the MS1 padded sling. I'm sure you're familiar with our MS1 sling. Well, this is a padded variant. It's got variable width, one single piece variable width webbing. And that's key because a lot of failures happen at the sewing, at the stitching. So this is all one piece variable width webbing. You can see it's nice, compact, very durable. Again, ran this through all the Magpul torture tests that you can imagine. And also this year, we came out with the QDM, which is our version of a push-button QD.
Mm-hmm.
Fits in all major QD cups. And
which is a quick disconnect, right?
Yep, quick disconnect connector. You know, it takes a little getting used to, but you'll find that after a few tries, it feels like you're right at home with this quick disconnector. Extremely strong. We haven't had one bust yet, and we've only been able to test it up to 500 pounds. dynamic testing, static testing, et cetera. And usually the attachment points are failing before this actual QDM is. So it's very strong, very durable, lightweight, easy to use, especially with a gloved hand, and we're just excited to have it out there.
Yeah, now we're talking about these products. We are on the radio, so unfortunately people can't see this, but if they wanted to take a look at some of these products, do you have a website they can take a look at?
Yep, so we've actually just revamped our website, www.magpul.com. So you can go there and check out everything, all the pictures, a lot of the descriptions, prices, everything's on there. We also, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're actually pretty happy to announce the rebrand of Magpul Dynamics is now Magpul Core. So we focused a lot of, we turned internally in 2014 and brought in a lot of that expertise from Magpul, then Magpul Dynamics, to really focus on product development. And that's how we were able to kick out so many good products. You know, and with Magpul Core and the rebrand, it's about as much of a lifestyle as anything. You know, being good stewards and citizens, promoting the industry, promoting, you know, just being good stewards of, right, of the industry and sport.
Well, do you miss Colorado at all?
you know, we've had a lot going on this year.
Of course.
For sure.
Yeah.
So we...
So you're in Texas now, right?
And so headquarters is in Texas. So we have a large presence there, and we have a large presence in Wyoming, which is where our production facility is. Mm-hmm. And we also have a small presence left behind in Colorado, a small support site. We also, you know, we have a newsletter that you can read on Facebook and on our website with all that information. So.
All right. Well, we really appreciate your demonstration of all these products, and and we hope to see you again next year and see what else you come up with.
Yeah, and if you got time, we'd love to run you through some of the AK stuff and the 100
stuff. Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
So
sure.
I will pass you off to an expert on those because, you know, I work with magazines. So.
All right, sounds great.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Jared.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
Appreciate
your time. Thanks for coming out. SHOT Show 2015, supporting Magpul Industries.
All right, thank you.
All right, and that is Magpul's Jared Pollock with Michael Meyer. We'll be back to hear from Ruger Representative Mark Gurney. You're listening to coverage of the 2015 SHOT Show, Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, on a special two-hour edition of Talking Guns on 3WL.
I said everybody's fishing.
Everybody's fishing.
Well, everybody's fishing. We just as well to fish some, too. Somebody better come here.
Where can I get my perks today?
Bob Goins Detailing. Get your car professionally detailed with a wash, polish, wax, interior shampoo, Armor All Interior. Today, get a $175 certificate good for a superior complete detail, just $85.
At getmyperks.com/New Orleans.
What's the best time of year to buy a boat or RV? The annual Biloxi Boat and RV Show at the Coast Coliseum, Friday through Sunday, February 6th through 8th. With best of the year show prices on a huge selection of 2015 boats, personal watercraft, and RVs, it's the place to be if you're even thinking about a purchase in 2015. With on-site financing and package deals, don't miss the boat. The Biloxi Boat and RV Show, that is, Friday through Sunday, February 6th through 8th at the Coast Coliseum. Visit GulfCoastShows.com for details.
The Ruger SR556 is a two-stage piston-driven rifle that features a four-position gas regulator and a cold hammer-forged barrel. Standard models include popular features like a chrome-lined barrel, quad-rail handguard, telescoping buttstock, and backup iron sights. Carbine models have shorter, lighter barrels, providing quicker handling. And the value-priced E model offers everything you need and nothing you don't. The Ruger SR556, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
Visit RaiderPride.com to find out about the latest events, register for access to the Rummel Alumni Association, Inc. directory, and to keep up with and contact your former classmates, it's RaiderPride.com. For all the information you need about the Rummel Alumni Association events and meetings, go to RaiderPride.com.
Woo-wee! You gotta try that all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry. It's got just the right amount of cornmeal, corn flour, and delicious Cajun spices. The all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry, America's number one selling fish fry brand.
This is Don Dubuque, host of More Outdoors and Hunt Fish Talk, heard Saturday mornings on 1350 from 8 to 9. Travel down to Louisiana's Bayou Country for a fishing enthusiast paradise. Travel south of Houma to the communities of Cocotree, Pointe Achen, Montague, Dulac, and Dulage for accessible year-round fishing opportunities, comfortable fish camps, tournaments, and local charter operators ready to help you catch the big ones. Visit FishHoma.com for more information. That's FishHoma.com.
Start living the skiff life today with America's number one selling boat brand, Carolina Skiff. Affordable, durable, and versatile, our full line of all-purpose, all-composite boats will keep you focused on enjoying your time on the water. And with Carolina Skiff's fuel-efficient hull designs, you'll get more fun for your money for years to come. Go anywhere, do anything in a Carolina Skiff. See your Carolina Skiff dealer today.
Southern Outdoor and Marine in Houma, Louisiana, 985-872-9128.
You're in the middle of More Outdoors with Don Dubuque on 3WL, 1350 AM, home of sports, food, and fun. To talk hunting and fishing with Don, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Once again, your host, Don Dubuque.
And back to our interviews from the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show that were conducted by Devin Burgess and Michael Meyer, who are with us here today for our two-hour special edition from the SHOT Show. Let's hear now from Mark Gurney with Ruger.
All right, we're here at the Ruger booth at SHOT Show 2015, extremely crowded still, and we're here with Mark Gurney. He's going to go over some new products that are debuted here at the SHOT Show 2015. And it looks like some pretty new products that we should be having in the store soon. And well, hello, Mark. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right, perfect. All right, tell me what we got here.
Okay, well, in the handgun world, personal defense pistols, we have a number of new products that we've introduced here. First off, the LCP Custom. Now, I think we brought 380, little subcompact 380s, to the forefront of the market when we brought out the LCP. And the guns did exist, but we brought them out in very high volume. And 380 is now an accepted means for self-defense. You know, good quality ammo, no reason it shouldn't be. So we needed to freshen up the LCP a little bit, so we have a few custom touches. There's a polished stainless steel guide rod. It's a skeletonized, anodized aluminum trigger. It's a bit wider, so it reduces the felt trigger pull. You know, it spreads out more over your trigger finger. And perhaps the best upgrade to the gun is the sights. So we have taller sights that can be seen in daylight, but also the front is a photoluminescent front sight, so it's a glow-in-the-dark sight. So where the original LCP has very small sights, good for getting out of a pocket holster, out of a purse, what have you, these are a little bit taller, easier for use at the range, but also nighttime capable. That's a nice addition there.
So that's for the LCP, but what about the LC9?
Well, there's actually two new models. The LC9, the original hammer-fired gun, was a long double-action-only type trigger. Now we have the new LC9S, the Striker model, so it's a very short, crisp trigger. It's about the best trigger you're going to find on that class of guns. It's quite a joy to shoot. So once again, it's still appropriate for personal defense, but it's also becomes fun to use at the range where you can try to make tiny little groups with it.
Yeah.
So we do have a trigger-mounted safety in it. So it's a light, short, crisp trigger. It's still safe to use. And then we have a new model of that. We have the LC9S Pro. So that's the same striker-fired, nice, light, crisp trigger, but it removes the safety lever and removes the magazine disconnect. I'm sorry, magazine disconnect.
And so I'm this guessing it has safeties included inside the gun.
Absolutely,
right?
They all do. They all have striker blockers in there. But this is more for the professional shooter, the experienced shooter that doesn't want the frame-mounted safety or the magazine disconnect. So we have both models available, either the LC9S or the LC9S Pro. Choose between the two, whichever one's right for you.
All right, they still fit in the same LC9 holster.
They're almost indistinguishable,
all
just
right.
The lack of the lever. Big news now. We started out the LCP, little gun, the LC9S, a little bit bigger. Now the SR1911, the lightweight Commander. So that's aluminum frame, 45 ACP, Commander-length gun. Absolutely fabulous 1911. We did one thing very specifically different with it, though. It has a titanium feed ramp on the aluminum frame. So hollow points, even the big, wide, 200-grain flying ashtray-type bullets will not beat up the frame. So that is a very unique touch to that type of gun, and it's just like all other Rugers, it's not outrageously priced. It's a very fair price for a premium feature in a handgun.
Absolutely. Now, we have a Ruger 1911 on our range for range rental.
Yeah.
The best range rental ever. It never goes down.
Right. It just runs and runs and runs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So those are the three traditional pistols. We also have some new revolvers as well. I think we all know the LCR by now, lightweight compact revolver, you know, the 13-ounce to 17-ounce double-action-only revolver. We added an external hammer, so now we have double-action, single-action. But here at SHOT Show, we have a 3-inch barrel version with fully adjustable sights. So it's the kit gun. It has a larger Hogue monogrip, very comfortable to shoot. It's still quite lightweight, yet it fills the hand, easy to shoot, and it really is like the best balance of, you know, the do-it-all overall revolver. It's a perfect little gun.
All right. Well, now that you let the cat out of the bag on that one, what about availability?
Oh, all the guns here are in production now. We tried not to do like we did, you know, 10 years ago, was announce something, and then maybe you can buy it 2 years later.
Right.
So we forced ourselves to build the guns, put them in inventory before we even announce them.
Great.
Now, that doesn't change the fact that once we ship them, they kind of evaporate into everyone's hands. But we also have another LCR there. It's the LCR in 9mm. So it's built on the 357 steel frame. Nice gun. It's 17 ounces, just a bit heavier. Soaks up recoil well, so it's just a perfect gun. And we can't buy 22 long rifle anymore, can we? It's terribly expensive.
Absolutely.
So 5.56 and 9mm have become kind of like the new 22. So now you can shoot your LCR with low-cost 9mm.
Great.
Or you know, use the same ammo that you have for your duty pistol or your, you know, your bedside gun, whatever. So it's a super gun, and our engineers did an outstanding job with the chamber dimensions. 9mm revolvers are famous for not being able to eject or extract spent cartridges. Ours does. They just fall out. We found every god-awful kind of lousy 9mm we could find to put through the gun, and they did eject. So
now, is that without a star clip or anything?
I'm sorry?
That's without a clip on the 9mm?
We ship it with 3 moon clips.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, the engineers did a great job on that. They cut a little spring slot between each cartridge station, which allows it to flex a little bit. So you can load cartridges in and out of the moon clip without a moon clip tool.
Wow.
And people haven't used moon clips. There is just no faster way to load or unload a double-action revolver.
Oh, there's a lot of people out there that still like that.
Yes. Okay. And then, while not a traditional handgun, on the other side of the new product center here, we have the Charger pistols. So it's a 10/22-based pistol. Now, we had those out, 2007 or so. Great little gun. Sold well, but didn't sell as well as we'd like. We discontinued it. But we brought it back this year. And one of the differences is right now we're about $80 cheaper on MSRP than we were 7 years ago.
Wow.
So the fundamental difference there is instead of carving the whole big stock out of one piece of wood, we carve it out of one smaller piece of wood and add an A2 grip on there. So it's like an AR-style grip right on there. We have 2 versions. Standard version should retail for around $250. And we also have a takedown version. So it's just because we can. You know, there's no good reason for it other than it was fun.
Yeah.
These guns come with a threaded barrel, so it's already threaded. You want to add a sound suppressor. Comes with a bipod. It comes with our new BX-15 magazine. So it's shaped a lot like the BX-25. It sticks out, so you can actually get a handle on it. But it's not so long that you can't shoot it off a bench or prone, and it gets in the way. So it's just the perfect length for that gun. So we have the 2 chargers, the charger and the charger takedown.
Well, it sounds like you're thinking of everything anyhow.
We're trying.
And, you know, people love that takedown 10/22. We can't keep it on the shelf. Yeah. They love it.
Yeah. It's just a ton of fun.
And, what about, you know, we're talking about this. We're on radio, so
yeah.
I can see it, but the listeners can't. So where can they take a look at this stuff?
Well, our website, www.ruger.com, is just huge. We have tons of information. We've tried to lay it out just as intuitively as we can. So we have all the product details. We have product videos. There's high-res imagery there. If you want to know about our guns, you can get on that site. And if you got some time, you can get around and find everything you want to find out about the gun.
And anything new on the hunting side?
A couple things. We have a new Scout rifle stock out this year. So Scout Rifle started out last year or the year before in 308 in a blue steel version. So we added stainless steel not that long after. We added left-handed versions. We added a 5.56 version. People wonder why about a 5.56. Well, at 30 cents a round for 5.56 and versus maybe a dollar a round for 308, I'd I'd rather shoot the 5.56.
Absolutely.
But we also have a composite stock version of the Scout rifle now. So that drops a full 0.75 pounds off the weight of a Scout rifle. So now we have a lightweight, handy 308 bolt action 6.25 pounds. We do cap it off with a muzzle brake to make up for the weight difference there, so it is shootable. But for folks who don't like a brake, we put a threaded cap on the barrel. So it really, it takes a Scout rifle, which is a wonderful rifle, and makes it that much better.
It sounds like it.
On the other end of the hunting spectrum, we have our new FTW Predator. So we've had a Predator model for a while. Predator model is the 204, 223, 22-250 caliber is in the heavy barrel, the barrel contour that we normally put on 7 mag, 300 mag, that type of gun. So a couple years ago, we grew them up to include 6.5 Creedmoor and 308, and it makes just the perfect long-range gun that you can still take hunting. It's not super heavy. It's just a nice contour. It also has a two-stage trigger, which makes it a lot of fun to shoot. But we added the adjustable length of pull butt pad from the Gunsight Scout rifle to that package. So now we have a great long-range gun that can fit any shooter. So, you know, one of those fundamental things. The fit is maybe is what's going to help you shoot the best. You know?
Absolutely.
And then the last thing on our new product center, it wasn't brand new here at SHOP, but we're very proud of it, the AR-556. That is a civilian legal M4, so it's a semi-auto M4 that we build entirely in-house. We cold hammer forge our own barrels. We have forged uppers and lowers that we machine ourselves in our factory in Mayodan, North Carolina. We machine our own bolts, bolt carriers. Very well-appointed gun, but it goes across the counter at around $600. So you get a rugged, reliable, well-built AR that can serve you well just as it is or is a good platform for customization and at a very fair price.
Wow, very fair. $600, yeah. What about the Ruger Mini 14? We have a lot of questions about that.
Well, surprisingly, you would think with the preponderance of ARs in the market that the Mini would just kind of fall by the wayside. But as time goes on, there is more and more demand for it. And it's a fun gun. It is not AR looking. And I just love the design. I mean, my first centerfire rifle, believe it or not, was an M1 Garand. So I love that design. So there's nothing new here, but there's still plenty of activity watching it. We have the Mini 30 and 7.62x39. We have a number of different Mini 14 derivatives there. And there's also the target model. It's the Minute of Angle Mini. It has a harmonic tuner on the barrel. You can tune it into your loads. And I had a customer one time who sent me a target. It's a 200-yard target, 5/8 inch group. That was pretty impressive.
That is very impressive.
I couldn't do that at 25 yards.
Not at this age, anyhow.
Right.
Well, what about the 10/22 rifles?
Well, nothing new there. We, of course, have, I think we counted up 300 different 10/22s we've made over the last few years with different distributor exclusives. Mm-hmm. So the standard models are all, those are the bread and butter ones that just everyone loves to buy. You have the Woodstock, composite stock, the target models, and, of course, the takedown model really has been the new kid on the block that everyone loves. Yeah. But one point I'd like to make is on that Ruger.com website under 10/22, if you look up under distributor exclusive, is all the neat one-of-a-kind ones. You know, we'll make 500 of these, 1,000 of those for a particular distributor, and once they're made, they're gone.
Wow.
But those are all the interesting camo dip packages, interesting laminate stocks, different sight configurations. It's just a lot of fun for those type of things.
Well, that sounds great. Well, thanks a lot, Mark, for going over all these models with us. And I can't wait to come back next year and see what you have.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for stopping by.
All right. Thanks again. Okay, we made our way to the Smith & Wesson booth here at the SHOT Show 2015. And we're going to be talking with Jeff here at Smith & Wesson. He's going to go over some new models that are out for SHOT Show 2015. Some pretty new products, both from Thompson Center and Smith & Wesson. So, hello, Jeff. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, man?
All right, perfect.
Good.
So what we got here? I see some Thompson Centers first here.
Right. We're excited to we've furthered our Thompson Center Venture Compact line by adding a new caliber that wasn't previously available in the Venture Compact. It will be now offered in the popular 223 Remington caliber. That Venture Compact's a great little gun. It's got a 20-inch barrel. It's got a shortened stock, but it does come with a spacer. So if a full-size guy like me wants to do it, he just puts that spacer in that, and it'll fit really well.
Yeah. Now for hunting, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that stock can be used very easily for youth. And then as they grow a little older, you put that spacer in there, and it's good to go, right?
That's correct.
Awesome.
Guns guaranteed to shoot under a one-inch group at 100 yards. If that will not do it, you'll send it back to the factory. They'll work on it, send you back a target, and tell you what load they used to achieve it. And if they can't, they'll replace the barrel, replace the gun, and make the customer happy. It will shoot a sub 1 inch at 100 yards.
Wow, that's something. And it's a 223?
This one is a 223. It's also offered in 308, 7mm 08, 22-250, and 243.
Awesome. So definitely has some youth models in there.
Yes, absolutely. All short action calibers.
Great. And what about the other Thompson Centers up here?
We've got a couple of Pro Hunter models here, one in a 30-06 with a stainless steel barrel, also in a 308 with a stainless steel fluted barrel. Both of those are fluted barrels. We're offering the Pro Hunter in a couple different rifle packages this year that we haven't previously offered. Before, you'd have to either buy the frame and then pick the barrel or get a complete one, but you wanted another barrel. So now we've just expanded that to offer some more complete packages to give the consumer just different options.
Yeah, and it looks looks like it's ready to go hunting. Now, what kind of scope mounts do you have for
It will come drilled and tapped for a scope. It doesn't have any mounts with it, so it will be up to the consumer to put whatever type of bases and rings and scope that they want on them. You can get some of the barrels. We'll have adjustable rear sights and a fixed front sight.
Okay, so you can get some kind of Weaver-based mount or a Leupold or
That's correct,
like that.
Yeah. Warren makes a great base mount for this. Mm-hmm. There's several different – Weaver does make a base for the Pro Hunter. There's several different companies that do.
Okay, great. Let's move right along. I think I see some Thompson Center Pro Hunters in the pistol, right?
Right, sure. And same thing. We've offered a Pro Hunter pistol in the past, but we've just expanded that with a couple of different options as far as a complete package when the consumer wants to purchase it. And again, it just opens the door to the consumer for more options.
Now, I love pistols for hunting. So what calibers does that come in?
This one is actually a 223, and then we have a 308 underneath of it. And they both have fluted barrels, adjustable sights. You can actually take this sight off, and it is drilled and tapped the exact same way the Pro Hunter is. And so it's basically – it is the same base mount as it would be for the rifle.
All right, so the rear sight.
Yes, yes.
Great. But what would you use for the front sight?
Well, it's not. These are not drilled and tapped for a front sight. You'll have to use a scope for the Pro Hunter rifles on these particular models.
Okay. So for the pistols, they're available in stainless steel only or blue?
Yes.
Okay, just stainless steel. Mm-hmm. Same thing for
We do offer blued barrels for the Pro Hunter, yes.
Got it. All right. And moving right along, the M&P pistols. I see that you have some new products there.
Yeah, very popular pistol, a very good seller, oftentimes hard to find out on the retail market. But we're offering a couple different variations this year. The ones that you see here are a carbon fiber wrap, which makes it really, it just stands out.
Really cool looking.
Yeah, it's going to be offered in the full-size 9 and 40 caliber M&P, as well as the compact 9 and 40 caliber M&P as well. Really, that wrap, it only raises about $30 or $40 difference on the MSRP of the gun.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks really nice. Carbon fiber, it definitely stands out from any other gun around.
Right.
And then what about the shield? I see a shield.
The shield, we are offering an M&P shield this year with a green Crimson Trace laser guard. Mm-hmm. Our laser, it goes on the front of the trigger guard. Just a neat little option. I don't know if you've ever used a green laser in the daytime, but, man, it shines. It's a lot better, a lot brighter than a red laser. And the thing is when you buy it as a package, the consumer will save quite a bit of money on buying it this way versus just buying the attachment laser after the fact.
Yeah. And the laser comes installed, factory installed?
Yeah, it comes just like it is. Yes, sir, right like it is.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes all the work out of it.
Right.
All right. And then moving right along, the M&P, just the regular M&P non-wrap pistols. Looks like you have some colors there available.
Yeah. We're now offering the M&P in full-size 9 and full-size 40 and the M&P 9 and 40 compact in a flat dark earth finish. Prior to this year, we only offered the flat dark earth finish in our VTAC models and our full-size M&P 45. A little bit different, though, on this flat dark earth model is the interchangeable backstrap is black instead of tan like there were on the VTAC and the full-size 45. So as you can see, it makes that gun really stand out. It's a good color contrast, and it just you're going to get some looks when you pull this out of the range. People are going to want to know where you got it.
And it's FDE, right?
Correct.
And then do you have anything for OD on that?
Nope, just flat dark earth right now.
Great. All right. And then how about the Performance Center? That's a really nice-looking gun.
Yeah, you know, last year we came out with a Performance Center Core, which stands for Competition Optics Ready Equipment. It's available in a 9 and 40 caliber, 5-inch or a 4.25-inch barrel. It has the interchangeable back straps, just like an MOP, but these have a little bit different stifling. It's got a different trigger and sear in it, so it's a little bit crisper, than a standard MOP. But this year, over at the Performance Center, they ported the barrel and put some lightning cuts in the slide, and it really, really helps with the recoil. And when you're shooting this thing with the red dot sight, you really notice it because you just stay on target. It hardly ever even leaves the target.
Yeah.
There's just no muzzle rise with this thing whatsoever.
Plus, it makes it look better.
Right. It's a good-looking gun.
Absolutely. It has raised sights as well.
Right, right. And part of that is on those raised sights, when you put the dot on here or the red dot on here, you're able to co-witness with several of the sights because of the raised front and rear sights.
Yeah. Any future expansion into the threaded barrels for that?
I'm not sure. Probably not on that because, that's more of a competition-type gun. I'm not saying you couldn't use it for anything else, but we did expand the MOP line this year for 9 and 40. Our 9 and 45 comes with a threaded barrel kit. So when you buy the gun, if it has a threaded barrel kit, it comes with two barrels, a threaded and a non-threaded, and only raises the cost of the gun about $100.
Great, great. All right, and just moving right along the new product line here, we have the M&P Bodyguard 380. That's a really popular product for
right.
us.
Right. Yeah. This summer, we started making the Bodyguard with a Crimson Trace laser, either in the 380 in the auto and also in our Bodyguard 38 in the revolver. Mm-hmm. It's got a great switch on it. It's a red laser. I don't know how that stuck on there. But just a super... deal with Crimson Trace, top of the line.
That's nice. So the revolver has an integrated laser into the, it's almost like it's built onto the gun.
Right, it is. The Bodyguard 38 is a polymer framed revolver. It's really not, everything else in Smith & Wesson has a J-frame, K-frame, L, or an N-frame. Well, the Bodyguard is kind of its own size. It's very similar to a J-frame, but it's got a polymer frame and then a steel a barrel and it's cylinder, so but it is built into the backside of the front.
So we're getting a nice light gun for concealed carry,
correct?
But all the power of 38
right.
plus P.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Awesome.
Also, brand new for this year is the 460 XVR Bone Collector Revolver.
Wow, that's nice.
It's got a 7.5-inch barrel. It's got a Performance Center port. It's got a fixed high vis front sight. It's got an integrated Picatinny rail on the barrel, adjustable rear sights. As you can see, it's got a flat black finish with stainless highlights on the east side of the barrel, and it's also got a stainless steel unfluted cylinder. It's also fitted for either a bipod or if you want to put a swivel stud there, and you can put a stud there for a sling as well. Performance Center, tuned action, probably a 10-pound really crisp double action and a 5-pound crisp single action pull. It's also branded with the Bone Collector logo, and as
awesome.
You can see here, it's there's only going to be a limited number, 1,500 of them made.
Yeah.
And so if people see one of these in the store and they want one, they better grab it up because they're going to go fast.
Absolutely. It's a really nice-looking revolver. It's big. We're talking
right.
about a big revolver.
Right.
What frame is that?
That's the X-frame.
X-frame.
Right. All Same right. frame that the 500 Smith & Wesson is built
yeah.
on.
Yeah, that's big. And then the attachments allow you to sling it for hunting, right?
Correct, yes. You can put a scope, you can put a red dot on there, whatever you want.
Great. And what's the availability of most of these new guns?
We have this product is ready to ship and maybe even ship into some of the distributors. So should be able to get one pretty quick.
Yeah. What about the M&P carbon fibers? And
same thing. Should
awesome.
Should be able to get one of those pretty quick.
Yeah. Because it's so disappointing to see all these new products that some people offer, go to the gun store and it's, we're not going to have that for another couple of years or
right.
something.
No, should now. Once the first run's gone, it might take a while to catch up, but it should be available.
Great. And then the last one here, this little model 642 with
right.
Laser Max.
Yeah, this is the old solid 642 five-shot air weight, 38 shoots 38-plus P. That's just another package with a laser max, with a red laser, and has an on and off on either side. As you can see, if you're left-handed or right-handed, it's just right natural where your finger rests. And same deal, when you buy it as a package, you save quite a bit of money on buying
it. Right, buying plus somebody else put it on there for
right.
us.
Right, you don't have to do any work. You open the box, and it's ready to go.
Great. I like that idea. All right, so does that conclude all the new products from Smith & Wesson?
That really is.
All mm-hmm. right. Well, we really appreciate you going over all this stuff with us, and I guess we hope to see you next year with some more stuff.
I look forward to it.
All right, great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All righty.
I'm going fishing, hook, sinker, and line.
The Ruger SR9C compact pistol. Never has the word compact meant so much. The SR9C features a 10-round magazine with finger grip extension, 17-round magazine with grip extension adapter, and Ruger's unique reversible backstrap. The SR9C also features a high-visibility 3-dot sight system, built-in accessory mounting rail, and ambidextrous thumb safety and magazine release. The Ruger SR9C, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
If you like to hunt for redfish, black drum flounder, sheephead gar, and other saltwater fish, and enjoy seeing sea creatures and wildlife from a totally different nighttime perspective, I personally recommend Bow Fishing Unlimited in Port Sulphur. Bow Fishing Unlimited has airboats and provides all the equipment to make your large or small groups trip successful. Overnight accommodations available. And ask about Bow Fishing Unlimited's bachelor party specials online at bowfishing-unlimited.com, DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com under Bow Fishing Guides, or call Jeremy Roussel at 504-415-6730.
Got a truck? Protect it with Line-X. Buying a new truck? Tell your dealer you want a Line-X spray-on bed liner. Don't accept anything less. Line-X, number one in customer satisfaction. 504-463-3090 or North Shore 985-809-8973.
You've been wanting to go, so book your fishing, sightseeing, and photo trip of a lifetime on the Alaskan Cajun Invasion. 7 nights, 5 guided trips. One's a flyout on seaplane on the Kenai Peninsula. Includes round-trip airfare and rental car, lodging, breakfast, and fisherman's lunch, all gear, tackle, waders, and vacuum packing of your halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, snapper, and other species, all for only $35.95. Travel with and join your fellow Cajuns at the lodge during the Cajun Invasion Weeks, July 22nd to August 1st, or August 1st to August 8th. Or inquire about other weeks available at GoneFishingLodge.com. That's GoneFishing with no G on FishingLodge.com. Or call toll-free 877-462-5752. Check on my website, GoneFishingLodge.com, the Cajun Invasion. Spots are limited, so make your reservations now.
Woo-wee! You gotta try that all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry. It's got just the right amount of cornmeal, corn flour, and delicious Cajun spices. The all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry, America's number one selling fish fry brand.
Catfish, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie. Catfish, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie.
Woke up this morning about 4:30.
All right, everybody, this is Devin Burgess with the Shooters Club and Jefferson Gun Outlet. I'm here with Mr. Mike Smith from AAC, that's Advanced Armament. We are here with doing the product of the month, and Mr. Mike's going to tell you exactly what that is. Mr. Mike, what do you have for us?
What I've got here is the new Illusion 9mm silencer. This is a new product for Advanced Armament for 2015. It is a dry 9mm semi-automatic pistol silencer, and probably its most noteworthy feature is the fact that it has an eccentric aperture through it. Most round silencers, like the Illusion, have the bore centered in the middle of the outer diameter of the silencer. With the Illusion, we've actually offset the aperture through the silencer, and the advantage to this is that it gives you an unobstructed sight picture on the majority of relevant 9mm host pistols on the market today using their issue sights. Most inch and a quarter silencers and inch and three-eighths diameter silencers are so large that they block the sights. And with the Illusion, we've developed a silencer that sits below the bore axis and does not obscure the sight picture.
So basically what you're saying is that most suppressors, silencers, when you buy them, they connect to the barrel in the middle.
Yep.
And when they turn around, they when you thread them on, they don't get higher or taller. They
exactly.
Stay in the center, and so you need higher sights to see over them.
Exactly.
One doesn't. This one uses, you called it something, and I forgot what you called it. How does it do that exactly?
Yeah, we've engineered an adjustment feature into a device we call the ASAP system, and that stands for Assured Semi-Automatic Performance. And the ASAP system is the same thing as other manufacturers, linear inertial decouplers, or Nielsen devices, in that it's a system that allows the weight of the silencer to float away from the gun momentarily and allow the gun to go through its extraction, ejection, and refeeding process. Because when you hang the weight of a silencer on the end of a barrel of, like, say, the Glock we have here, where the rear of the barrel has to tilt down to affect the unlocking, the weight of the silencer counteracts the ability of the barrel to tilt down, and so the gun won't function. And the ASAP system allows that weight to float off the gun at the moment of firing, and essentially it tricks the gun into thinking the silencer's not there. And the ASAP systems that we've used in some of our previous designs, such as the Evolution and the Tyrant, allow you to index the silencer in 10 different rotational orientations. But with the Illusion, we've got 30 different rotational orientations, and that allows you to rotate the silencer in such a way that you can get it to within plus or minus 6 degrees of being perfectly aligned at top dead center. And since it's a round silencer and not flat on the sides or square, even if you are a few degrees off, you don't really notice the...
It doesn't matter as much.
Yep, that's right. Why we call it the Illusion.
And, of course, AAC, they always come out with... Y'all always come out with products that look incredibly cool.
Thank you.
Everything does. and for a lot of people listening don't know that silencers are legal. So
yes.
If they want to buy, come in and buy... a silencer from us or one of y'all silencers that we sell, what do they have to do exactly to do that? They just come in and buy it and pick it up and leave with it? Or
unfortunately, here in the U.S., if you do want a silencer, there are a few hoops that you have to jump through, but it's really no more difficult than going in and buying a car. You'd have to go to a dealer that has the item that you want or will order the item that you want, pay them for it, and you have to have the item transferred from the dealer to the consumer. And there are a couple of different routes they can take. There's the traditional Form 4 process where the dealer transfers the item directly to the individual, or a route that a lot of people are taking these days is with, of course, the revocable living trust, where the silencer becomes the property of the trust, and the trust has a number of advantages over a traditional Form 4 transfer that people are taking advantage of these days.
All right. So how long does something like that take to where you can actually, once you buy it, you can actually have it in your possession?
Well, there's a little bit of good news on the on that front. In the past year or so, there's been a lot of movement in the silencer industry. A lot of silencers have been sold, and it was taking upwards of a year to have silencers transferred from dealers to individuals. With the increase in volume of silencer transfers, the BATF has added additional staff and streamlined their process to the point where here, January 22nd, 2015, we've heard people tell us that the process is taking as little as 4 months.
Yeah, that's not long at all for a silencer.
Not at all.
Not many people even know you can own one, and you can own one in an incredibly short amount of time.
Yes.
So how much is that going to cost when we get it in our store about retail, you know?
Yep, the Illusion is going to have a suggested retail price of $799, and it's initially going to be available with thread patterns for half 28, which is the American standard thread pattern.
Standard 9mm threads that are going to be on most of the threaded barrels.
Exactly.
That you can put one on.
And a metric thread that you find on a lot of Glocks, HKs, and SIGs. And in addition to being able to use the Illusion on 9mm, since it is a disassemblable silencer, you can use it with .22 long rifle ammunition as well. And since it's eccentric, it will not block the sights on your .22.
So I don't think I've ever seen a centerfire suppressor silencer that you can go into rimfire that easily or
yep.
at all.
Yeah, most centerfire pistol silencers are of sufficient diameter that you screw it on your .22 and your sights are blocked immediately. And we typically caution people not to shoot rimfire ammo through centerfire pistol caliber silencers because it's dirty and it's difficult to get lead out if it's a sealed silencer. But today, most commercial silencers are disassemblable for cleaning and routine maintenance by the end users, so there's no reason why people can't shoot .22 long rifle through it. And despite the fact that the bore is optimized for a 9mm projectile, it sounds every bit as good as a dedicated .22 silencer. And
yeah,
people
I'm very OCD, so that's amazing that you can clean it that easily. Some of them you can't take apart at all.
Right.
And this one you can clean. So it seems like you've got every aspect that may have been kind of a turnoff. You've fixed all of it.
Yep.
All right. That's amazing. And I love the fact that you don't have to change your sights.
Yes.
On, you know, the basic stock threaded pistol that you get.
Yep.
Since it sits so low, you can use your basic sights. You don't have to change anything on
right.
the gun.
Yep. All you need is a threaded barrel. And a lot of OEMs are making threaded barrels available these days. And in the event that you don't have an OEM threaded barrel, there are a number of aftermarket manufacturers that are ready to satisfy that need.
Now, our listeners can't see what we're seeing. Not only does it look very cool, I want them to see it. Where can they go to view your suppressors, not just the Illusion, but all of your suppressors, that most of which they can find in our store? Where can they go to view them and read everything that you just told me?
Probably the best place to go would be the AAC website, which is www.advanced-armament.com.
All right. Well, Mr. Mike, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. I suggest that all of our listeners come in as soon as they can and look at our product of the month, which is the AAC Illusion in 9mm. Thank you very much, yep. Mr. Mike.
Thanks for the opportunity to talk.
All right, and you've been listening to interviews that were conducted at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show in Las Vegas last week by our co-hosts Michael Meyer and Devin Burgess. And we'll be back to wrap it up, kind of get some more information about that product of the month, the Illusion, and also some final thoughts about the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show held in Las Vegas and what that might mean for you by coming into the retail stores to see and ask more and find out more in detail about these products. We'll be right back. You're listening to a special two-hour edition of Talking Guns on 3WL 1350. Whether it's cool.
Listen to the Christian Science Sentinel radio program every Sunday morning on 3WL from 8:30 to 9. Tune in and find strength, comfort, and renewal through interviews and uplifting testimonials on the Christian Science Sentinel radio program Sunday at 8:30 on 3WL.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What's the coolest family outing on the coast each year? The annual Biloxi Boat and RV Show at the Coast Coliseum. This year, from Friday through Sunday, February 6th through 8th, little boaters and RVers will have a blast with indoor kayaking, fetch and fish dog show, and more, while you take advantage of the best of the year show prices on a huge selection of boats, personal watercraft, and RVs. Don't miss the boat. The Biloxi Boat and RV Show, that is, Friday through Sunday, February 6th through 8th at the Coast Coliseum. Visit GulfCoastShows.com for details.
The Ruger SP-101 revolver and 357 Magnum now comes with a 4-inch barrel. This small-frame stainless steel double-action revolver features a cushioned rubber grip with walnut inserts, a fully adjustable rear sight, a fiber-optic square post front sight, and a full-shroud 4-inch barrel, making it the perfect kit gun to take with you hiking, hunting, or on the trail. The Ruger SP-101 revolver, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
Where can I get my perks today?
Bob Goins Detailing. Get your car professionally detailed with a wash, polish, wax, interior shampoo, Armor All Interior. Today, get a $175 certificate good for a superior complete detail, just $85.
At getmyperks.com/New Orleans.
At CraneCreekHunting.com, you can choose morning or evening guided quail and chucker hunts over pointing dogs, starting at only $125 per gun. CraneCreekHunting.com in Poplarville, Mississippi is an easy drive from anywhere along the Gulf Coast. Book your bird hunt now through March. Ask about Crane Creek's European Tower pheasant hunts or plan one for your large or small group. For directions to Crane Creek Hunting in Poplarville and more info, visit CraneCreekHunting.com or call 601-916-6873. 601-916-6873.
Hey, hunters and anglers, you know healthy wildlife habitat means more fish and game. And outdoor recreational users like you pay for conservation efforts we all enjoy. You're a group that decision makers want to hear from. Let your voice be heard by joining the Louisiana Camo Coalition. It's free to use by going online at lacamo.org. Stay updated on issues related to hunting, fishing, and coastal restoration, and communicate your opinions to lawmakers and agencies. Go to lacamo.org today.
The product those guys in the white lab coats prepared wasn't exactly what I wanted, but let me tell you, after several tries, they eventually got Don's Deadeye Gun Oil right, and I'm completely satisfied that the product with my name on it is the absolute best cleaning, lubricating, and long-term rust protector you can buy. Deadeye Don's Gun Oil isn't messy, greasy, no silicone, no Teflon, so it never gets snotty in rain or damp weather. I use it on handguns, rifles, shotguns, even my muzzleloader, and it's also fabulous for my fishing reels. Find a retailer near you or order online, along with many of Don's outdoor mall products, at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com.
Ah, so much to talk about, so little time. Thank you so much, Devin Burgess and Michael Meyer, Jefferson Gun Outlet, doing a great job from the SHOT Show. If folks want to find out more information about those products they heard, where can they find you guys, Michael?
Well, you can always go to our website at JeffersonGun.com or ShootersClub.com. But I would also try to Google some of the products that you heard today, you know, Glock HK. You can just Google that. You'll see what's new from the SHOT Show 2015.
Thank you very much, and look forward to Talking Guns next month.
Sounds good.
Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you next week right back here. Latimer Smith is going to join me next month, and next week, that is, and talk about the advantages and the of burning, prescribed burning. It's really a good thing. Be sure to listen for that, and also Wildlife and Fisheries Hour will be coming up on More Outdoors.